Hey there, everybody, and welcome to this edition of the Rubberneckin' Podcast. I'm Kevin.
And I'm Alicia.
And a lot going on at the King's Castle this week. I'm a little bit exhausted, and we're not even fully into the week yet.
I was about to say, tomorrow is a big day here.
The lighting of Graceland with Uncle Jesse.
Uncle Jesse. John Stamos will be here tomorrow to help turn on the Christmas lights here at Graceland, and it really is a magical night. I mean, I've been doing this, it feels like forever, but just for a few years, and I still get goosebumps.
It's always a fun event to be here when the lights are thrown on, or even to just visit Graceland during the holiday season, which, of course, the decorations stay up through Elvis's birthday on January 8th, but it's just a magical time of year, and you feel like you're really stepping back in time.
You really do. I mean, our archive staff works around the clock this time of year to make sure all the Christmas decorations are put up. And I love when they put up those beautiful red drapes in the home. I mean, it's just so beautiful. They put up the Christmas trees and just make it a really magical moment because Elvis loved Christmas. So
he truly did. And the house is just so cozy and warm during the holidays. So we invite you to come on down to Memphis and check out Graceland for the holidays. Again, the decorations stay up through the 8th. And tomorrow we turn the lights on with our friend Elvis fan and Uncle Jesse from Full House, John Stamos, who will join us on next week's podcast. We'll have an interview with John. But even before the lighting, we actually have some other news to talk about with the second ever auction at Graceland.
Oh, yeah. You've been working really hard on this auction. I know you
have. Not as hard as our archive staff.
That's true, but...
And the staff of Graceland Authenticated, who've been going through the research process for the 68 items in the auction.
That's true. Okay, so what's your favorite thing that's going to be in the auction?
I'd have to say out of the 68 items, it's the My Happiness acetate, because that is kind of, as we've been calling it, the holy grail of rock and roll artifacts, because that predates Elvis doing That's All Right.
I mean, that's just amazing that came up. We just now found out that this was still in existence.
Right. Nobody kind of knew where this record was, and it was in the private collection or hands of the Leake family. Ed Leake was a friend of Elvis, and the Leakes also had a record player, which the Presleys did not. So Elvis, as the story goes, paid $4 at Memphis Recording Service to have this record made for his mother, but the Presleys didn't have a record player, and so he took the record home to his friend Ed Leake's home to play the record, and never took it with him.
That's such a cool story. And to be honest, I never knew that story until this all kind of came about. So that's really cool. I mean, and also Elvis's first driver's license.
That's
amazing.
And of course, all of the items going up in the auction, all 68, are from third-party collectors.
That's very important.
Yes. Nothing is being sold from the Graceland Archives, the collection owned by Lisa Marie Presley. These are all items that essentially we have the ability here at Graceland through our own archives with receipts and photos, et cetera, notes, to where we can authenticate the items that are in the auction as being truly authentic. There are lots of auctions out there, and sometimes you may not get reputable stuff, but you can guarantee that if you buy something from the Graceland Authenticated auction at Graceland, it's going to be the real deal.
And that's something that people have wanted for years, for us
really
to authenticate stuff, and now we're able to do that. I mean, our archive staff is amazing, and our collection is amazing, and now you're able to bid on some items of your own that are not part of our collection, so maybe we'll bid on stuff.
Yeah, I hope so.
Me too.
I want that record, but I think a lot of other people will as well.
It'll be interesting, and that's on January 8th, right?
Yes, January 8th, 7 p.m.
That's going to be a fun day.
It's going to be a busy day. We'll cut the cake in the morning and the auction that evening, and who knows what may come home to Graceland following
that
auction. And if you can't be here in person, you can, of course, watch online. Also, a collectible catalog with all of the details about the 68 items will be available for order on shop.graceland.com.
That book they did the last auction was great.
It really was. And so this will be the second, very similar in size and style, and of course, becomes an instant collectible, as these celebrity auction catalogs oftentimes do.
But speaking of birthday, I mean, we're going to have a lot of other events.
Yes.
I mean, I think the one I'm most excited about is probably the double screening of Viva Las Vegas and Jailhouse Rock, because those are two of my favorite movies.
Yes.
And we're also going to have the Elvis Insiders Reception, which we do every year, which is a lot of fun, where they can, you know, tour at night and then come back to the plaza and have a party. And the dance party. A lot of people love the dance party. And conversation on Elvis. So, yes. You know, we're waiting to announce those special guests. But
yes, we sure are. And of course, also a fan favorite every year is the Memphis Symphony Orchestra Elvis Birthday Pops Concert at the Cannon Center for the Performing Arts in downtown Memphis. Always a fun event as well.
But that's coming up really, really, really soon. So
very true.
I feel like we need to get back to work.
We should get back to work. So, all right. Well, let's wrap this up, and we'll see you guys next week as we get further and closer to the birthday. See you guys then.